You're listening to SBS News.
Afghanistan.
Dawatan Afghanistan, Dai Satihar Afghan.
Singing for Humanity on the International Day of Peace. After almost 9 years of practice, 18 and 21-year-old sisters, the aptly named Teresa and Agnes Joy, put their unique talent to the test in public for the first time. Elder sister Teresa explains their performance, which they call Salute the Nations.
When we sing national anthems, it's uniting everyone. It's basically unity. So that's what we feel. We sing all other countries' national anthems. We all feel united because they sing together with us.
In alphabetical order, the songs of 193 countries recognised by the United Nations filled St John's Cathedral in Brisbane. Teresa says it's just a coincidence that Afghanistan is the first, but their dream especially applies there.
The whole project, our goal is world peace and children and women empowerment and a real sense of humanity. That's our like mission statement. Yeah, so that's what we actually intend to do.
Many people have trouble remembering their own national anthem or anthems, but not Teresa and Agnes. In fact, they've learnt 193 songs in more than 100 different languages. The project was suggested by their father while they were still at primary school. Teresa says they have studied not just the words and melodies, but also the history.
Well, Japanese is the 5 lines shortest national anthem in the world, and it's the oldest national anthem as well. And also the longest would be Greece. But then only the first stanza is like sung everywhere.
Yeah, official.
Yeah, official stanza is like, yeah.
It's a learning process that's also taught them the art of diplomacy. Agnes and Teresa declined to name a favourite or most difficult.
First it was like there was like hard languages, but we practiced and they're all like, you know, the same. And yeah.
And just, also since, yeah. You know, when we were so young, you know, when we started this, our dad, he actually said, you know, we are Indian, so everyone else is the same as us. Like we should treat everyone the same as we treat, you know, our people. So everyone's equal, you know, like that. So I think maybe because since we were taught that
mentality
young,
kind of helped.
Yeah. So I don't know, we can't really say.
Judges adjudicating the world record attempt include Professor Bridie Lee Bartley from Griffith University's Queensland Conservatorium.
So we need to make sure a number of things are in place. We need to check that every national anthem is sung in its entirety, that the language is correct, that the melody is correct. And I guess we're also hoping that the singers are going to capture some of the essence of each of those cultures as they sing the national anthem.
After more than 4 hours singing the A to Z of anthems, it was Zimbabwe's turn. And they've succeeded.
We feel actually proud that we actually followed what Dad said. If we actually didn't listen to him, and like we would never actually done this.
Yeah.
And we're like so proud to actually we made his dream come true.
So all these 9 years hard work has finally paid off, and we're actually really happy about that.
Now world record holders, Teresa and Agnes are already planning to tour the world one anthem at a time. Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.